Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Our defense right now absolutely sucks. Rebounding sucks.
That doesn't suck.
That really sucks.
This sucks.
Oh my God, that sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Groups.
What?
Groups.
Yeah?
Groups. Satellite loophole, buddy.
Satellite loophole, Choopy. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle.
All right.
Huh?
Now, Hardline is not here at TPC Craig Ranch in the middle of the hottest spot in DFW.
The hot spot.
But they are somewhere. So let's say hello to them. Hello, Hardline.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Snake.
Dan.
Good Snake. To talk to you.
You know, if you guys were wondering if a sandwich could be eaten in 3 minutes, it can. I just did it.
Do you think that
Man,
you
that's
look,
why you smell like a sandwich right now?
Uh-huh.
Do you watch Johnny Damon and think, he looks just like me?
In a weird way.
That's a real compliment.
I mean, you look exactly like Johnny Damon.
In a really weird way, yeah, I think. My wife even brought that up this weekend. And don't think I didn't put the Yankee hat on and played that up.
Oh, really?
Hey, now.
Yeah.
A little role playing.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's turn
was
back.
She?
Oh, Johnny just stole third. Twice.
Was she his ex-stripper wife?
Does he have an ex-wife
who's
a stripper?
No, he's got a present wife.
Joe Girardi.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's an ex-stripper.
Yeah, and he's got an ex-wife or two in there along the way, too.
Do you think it would be weird if he married a current stripper? And, like, she wanted to keep her career going?
She has her career.
She's really in love with her
career.
She's
independent.
He has his.
Right.
Sometimes career has to come before family. Is
yeah.
He married a stripper, an ex-stripper, and then divorced her? Or he's married right now to an ex-stripper?
No, he married a girl, and then she wanted to become a stripper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so after marrying her...
Welcome to my world.
Then she becomes a stripper.
Right.
Now I think that'd be pretty neat myself.
Yeah, make some of that tax-free money. What's
then
wrong with that?
She'd be forced to stay in some kind of shape, right?
Yeah.
Unless she moved to Appleton.
Johnny Damon has a little bit more monkey characteristic than I do.
Wow.
But we're close.
Like an ape or like the monkeys?
Like a gibbon monkey.
I don't know. I don't know if he's more monkey-like than you.
Like a
gibbon's a cute
spider monkey.
Do you feel that he looks like...
Try hanging by your tail, Corby.
Who's the guy on Flintstones that my wife thinks you look like?
Rock... Corey?
No.
So one of those old actors with a rock name.
Right.
Rock Hudson?
Stoney Curtis.
Yeah,
Stoney Curtis.
Curtis.
Yeah. Corby looks like Stoney Curtis. Smushed down, I think.
A helicopter just flew by the building, and there's a guy hanging out of the side of it with his legs on the runner.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. He's gone now.
Tom's having a flashback. Don't
worry.
Weird.
Man, how knob is that?
John just looks out the window and sees a guy in a helicopter fly by the window. Totally normal, Tom. Don't worry. Grab the phone.
He drops to the floor and starts crawling on his
elbows.
Anytime
anyone else looks out,
grab my M60.
It's gone.
You just hear Tom in the background going, "The horror. The horror."
Well.
Just answer the phones, Tom.
Today is Monday, November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. There are 59 days left in 2009.
Put your gun down and get the phone, please.
On this day in 1959, Mike, former game show contestant Charles Van Dorn admitted...
Oh, no, Mike.
Oh, man.
...that he had been given questions and answers in advance when he appeared on the NBC program 21.
How big was this?
This made big news.
You were having your veal?
Yes, I did. I used to watch this.
It shattered our world.
Do you
world.
Remember this?
Yes.
When it broke and everything?
Yes, I do.
Now, what was that like, Mike?
It was a very big story.
Really?
I knew
yes.
It. I knew it was a fraud, like you!
Did you have to crank...
No one's that smart.
Did you have to crank the TV extra long that night?
This is part of the Red Menace.
Yeah. No, all you had to do was plug it in. I've never heard of a crank TV.
Did you guys DVR it?
No.
On this day...
We didn't really have that option back then.
Oh,
if you missed it, you missed it.
To pull a TV behind a carriage to get to work.
Maybe we can catch it on TV.
He's struggling. And then it just unwinds as you watch it.
Right.
And when it reaches the end, you got to crank it again.
I got to turn right back around.
Slowing down. Yeah. Everyone's going really slow. Go back there and crank it.
The TV needs to be cranked, Paul.
On this day in 1998, Tom, the Philadelphia Eagles became the first team in history
To win a Super Bowl, right? Because what did they win?
Yeah.
Seven?
Uh-oh.
To lose two games at home in the same season.
What?
A 30-plus shutout loss. The Cowboys beat them 34.
We're number one. We're number one.
On Monday Night
Football. We're number one.
How they bad? Had lost earlier that year to Seattle, 38-0.
Merry Christmas, Philadelphia.
How bad did we beat them?
Then they drafted Donovan McNabb in 99.
We, Corby, beat them 34-0.
Nice.
And McNabb filled that trophy case.
On this day in 1996, Corby, the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Oh, I know the score.
Narrowly defeated Oklahoma. The score?
Is this 70-10 or 73-3 or 77-7?
73-21, the worst defeat in Sooner history.
They all run together, don't they?
It happens to the best of us.
Boy, but along those lines, I couldn't help think of 77-0 yesterday when Johnny Jolly took that unbelievably ridiculous penalty.
Really stupid penalty. Yep.
You know what they say?
No.
Stupid players make stupid plays.
Ooh.
Can't deny that.
I wish it wasn't true, but it is. He's a heck of a player.
It's true. Didn't he recover that fumble, the Favre fumble in the
series after
before?
He helped the Vikings take a 24-point lead, he made a play. I don't disagree, but...
Well, see, he's just trying to get the people fired up.
Freaking third and long, incomplete, and Johnny Jolly decides to headbutt Chester Taylor.
Well, Chester Taylor said something...
Because a big, bad running back
him.
Bumped into you.
Dude, you got to send a message on that.
Yeah. All right, time for emails. Hey, Bad Radio, my name is Christy, and I work here in the building.
I think we got even with Nebraska last year.
Hi, Christy.
Please say happy birthday to my husband, Jerry Giffen.
Hey, Christy.
Not a chance.
He's a huge P1. He turned 34 today. I woke him up in that special way.
No, she didn't. Prove it. Show me.
Frisco Fudgesicle.
Apparently, I have to attach a pic of my 36 double Ds.
Wow.
So here you go.
All right, here's another likely story.
Now, she's showing him.
What about a 36 double Ds?
Mama Lucia.
You'll have to see it tomorrow when I
believe me,
it
if there was anybody in the building with 36 double Ds, I would know it.
Would your spidey sense tingle? Does he know what that is?
Security brings her around.
No.
Do you know what spidey sense is, Mike?
No.
It's booby sense.
Do you know what that is?
Thanks, Ty.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Do we need more Ty?
Ty, just stick with cities and other things.
Steelers out.
It's all right, Ty.
Who was that?
Checkmate.
Check and mate. All right, call the front desk, Tom. If you could, please, I should say. Wow. Not call the front desk and just order it.
Let's talk to Nikki.
Uh-oh.
No, not really.
How about please call the front desk?
Jimbo's Media, how can I help you?
Yes, is Lisa there, please?
This is she.
Hello, Lisa. This is Dan McDowell from The Ticket.
Hello, Dan McDowell.
Along with Bob, Donovan, Corby, Mike, Tom, Mike. Ty.
Hi, Lisa.
Buenas tardes.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How you doing there, Lisa?
Good.
Oh, and Obama.
I think that's Bin Laden, isn't it?
No, that's Donovan.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
yeah, that's
it's Obama.
All right.
You look good today.
Leonard Davis.
How you doing, Lisa?
It's the show of choice.
Is that a cheetah print you're wearing?
Did you go to a Halloween party this weekend?
Yes, I did.
Really?
What did you dress up as?
I was Dracula.
Well,
yeah.
Did you have blood dripping from your mouth?
Were you divorced?
You're on Facebook?
Were you divorced Dracula?
I'm sorry?
Were you divorced Dracula?
No.
Oh.
Now, what did your husband dress up as?
He was Bandit from Smokey and the Bandit. He was Burt Reynolds.
Were you...
Timely.
Were you skinny jeans Dracula?
No, it was a dress.
Hmm.
I put pictures up on...
Were you naughty, sexy Dracula?
Undies?
Yes, I was.
Undies?
Did you grade anything?
What, Corby?
Undies.
Did I what?
Were you
is that
wearing
question?
Undies?
Oh.
Is that part of the costume?
Yes, I was wearing undies, yes.
Because you know Dracula went commando.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Who were you looking for?
Oh, that was the ender.
Well, she's tired of this line of questioning right now.
We just called to say happy Halloween to you, and please transfer us to Cactus.
Cactus, okay, hold on.
Boring. Why is she whispering like that?
As it was,
that's got to be a put-on
voice. Had to ask her about the undies.
I bet we're going to get a story from Cactus.
No way, that's her real voice.
Do we have time for Cactus? Should we just hang up?
No, we don't.
Just hang up.
Morning, guys.
Oh, hey, wow.
Dikembe.
Oh.
You know he was sitting waiting for that. Hi,
Steve.
Cactus.
Hi.
Hello, we're calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
What are you wearing?
I guess you want me to pick up?
Yes, get off speaker.
How much do you weigh?
Turn the radio down.
Don't have the radio on.
Did you go to a Halloween party this weekend?
Yes, I did.
What did you dress up as?
I didn't.
Are you gay?
You weren't Danny Federici?
You weren't Daniel Breer?
No, that's dark. Funny, but dark.
Sorry.
I got that.
Were you Balloon Boy?
Springsteen fans are shaking their fists at the radio right now.
Damn you, Corby!
All right, well,
so,
how old are you, Cactus?
48.
Wow. Cactus, former board op of Hardline?
Yes.
So you were 32 when you started here, huh?
And yes. We do mean board op.
And you never thought you'd make it this far?
No.
I mean, living.
Did any of us think we would make it this
far?
Yes,
for him, the accent was on board.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about how I used to read the paper during the Hardline?
Oh, no.
Tell us the story, man.
Huh? Takes a shot.
Yeah, tell us
take
off
as long
the air.
As you need.
But you can't lower the music groups. It's already down.
I know, right?
All right.
Well, see you later.
All right, see ya.
All right, call you next year.
Happy birthday, okay. Cactus. Back to Greasy Lake.
He's a good man.
GreasyLake.com.
Yeah. Anybody want to go to Greasy Lake?
Elsewhere, Greg Harris is 54.
Former.
Now, is this the
Ranger,
former
right?
Ranger great? Anna Well?
I'm going to
assume the guy who acted with the monkey.
Pitcher.
It's what?
I'm going to say it's yes, the ambidextrous pitcher is Greg Harris, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he threw with his feet.
Although he never did it in an official game, did he?
No.
Yeah, he's wearing cleats.
Now, Bob, have you followed the story of the Yankee prospect who actually does this in minor league games?
I haven't looked at his number since, like, July. What was his name again?
Vedette or something like that?
Yeah, Pat Venditti or something like that.
Yeah, Bin Laden.
Diddy?
What?
Do I did he?
Venditte, I believe.
He said TT.
So they're not focusing on that during the World Series much?
Benny PTT.
Not sure I would know.
Leon Hart is 81.
Ah.
No Hart.
Curb.
No Hart.
The Rangers got no Hart.
Larry Little
is
64.
Former Heisman Trophy winner there.
His name's John Hart.
Yes, he is, Mike.
GM. But when the Rangers started losing, you couldn't find him. He signed all these rich
Willie McGee is 51.
Willie McGee. Cardinals. St. Louis.
Part of Willie McGee and Molly.
The Rangers have no heart.
Holy God.
Ruslan Soleil is 35.
Who?
You don't need to react like
that. Ruslan Soleil.
Wow, he tried to really screw up Mike Madonna's career.
Man, that wasn't nice.
Now, who was that?
He was a Ducks defenseman at
Mike
the time.
Mike Madonna, he's a player for the Stars, Mike.
Pat Buchanan is 71.
Was he the guy who ran him into the boards like in the first game of the season?
Yes, and almost...
Because he didn't want to go up to Greasy Lake.
Almost snapped Madonna's neck.
Yes, I remember that.
Michael Buffer is 65.
Margaritaville.
He's a good guy to be between you and someone else, I always think.
And has the biggest lisp.
Now, of course,
in the whole wide world.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Of course, if he's a spare, though, what does that make Bruce Buffer, his brother?
Now, his brother kicks ass.
What does that make Bruce?
Awesome.
Bobby Dahl is 46.
Bobby Dahl.
Really?
Yeah,
you know who that is?
Poison,
Bob.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Keith Emerson is 65.
Keith Emerson?
ELP?
Yes.
They're awful.
Boy, I wonder how the good officer is commemorating this.
They are just awful.
So who's the rock and roll expert if I can name every member of Poison?
All right, go ahead, Bob.
I think I can only do, of course, Brett Michaels, CC DeVille, and Bobby Dahl. I'm not sure the fourth. So I can't, but I thought if I could.
Is that the drummer?
Not sure about Carlos Cavazo?
did you have
see
to
see the channel 11
table, Carlos?
Did you ever have to burn any poison records?
It's possible, but it seems like poison was right about the time I was breaking on out of private school.
When you had a record burning, would you grab one that you really didn't care for?
And just stick it in the sleeve?
The second time, yes.
And what record was that?
No, I'm just saying.
You've been to more than one record burning in your life?
No, actually, I've only been to one. But I always thought, if I have to do this again, I need to keep this albums aside. That I
put it what about Rudy Pat Sarzo? Is he in poison too, Bob?
What's that?
Is it Rudy Sarzo in poison?
I don't believe so, Mike.
So you used to stockpile, like, polka records and stuff?
About Kevin DeBro.
Don't burn those, man. That's Kevin DeBro.
Nelly is 30.
Oh,
that's
Donovan.
Some genius right there.
Wow.
It's getting hot in here. Wow. So take off all your clothes.
Is
genius!
Why, is that why you wore your Air Force Ones today?
Right.
Maxine Nightingale is 57.
Yeah! And a little bit of...
Going to Florida.
And a little bit of...
Hold on, is this...
Fire Bison.
Yeah! Here's the version we want.
Right. Word.
It's Dave Campbell.
I was like, good gracious, bodacious.
Prodigy,
talking about Jeffers' new faces. Gotta win,
don't
then we gotta go
those.
Far. Don't know if we can make it with a damn cue call. How to win games when you can't score. Career record 12 and 24. If we don't win, cut me loose. Place me with that guy
here's
named Bruce. We can't run,
oh,
we can't pass.
Better start or I fire your ass.
I said, it's getting hot in here.
So hot.
I better win some games.
You better win some games. We better make the playoffs.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot.
I better win some games.
KD Lang is 48.
Oh, that's greatness.
Very lowercase.
That is greatness.
Kind of hot, too.
We better make
really?
The playoffs.
Wait, Johnny Damon.
Not at all.
She's quite lowercase, lesbian, Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, that's a mix.
That's like the Daily Double.
What do you think the crowd at one of her shows is like? Just read that off again.
Do you think
Canadian?
There's any...
lots of Birkenstocks.
Think you might hear a queef in there?
Any flannel?
God, dude.
Now, here's your spare birthdays.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to apologize to the Poison fans.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
What, did you anger the Poison Nation?
After all?
No, I'm just mad. How could I forget Ricky Rocket? So I beg your pardon.
Because you suck.
How about Carlos Cavazo?
What? All right, Spares, who's ready?
Me.
Kevin Gogan, 45.
A former cowboy great.
Gogan's Heroes.
Jim Bakken, Mike?
Jim.
That is a spare?
Jim Bakken, Mike?
69.
Jim.
Never heard of Jim Bakken.
Oh, man, that was one of the best kickers of his time.
Was it?
Yeah, he was a toe poker.
Oh.
Orlando Merced, 43.
I think I saw
Angry Pirate
video.
What?
Toe poker.
What'd you say?
He must be a well...
Angry Pirate.
Somewhere along the line.
He no, must have Pirate. Had
a... Pirate, Jays, Twins, Red Sox, Cubs, Expos, Oryx, Blue Wave, and the Houston Astros.
Jeez. I lost track after the Pirates. Yaroslav Spacek, 35.
I'm going to guess hockey.
Jason Smith, 36.
I'm going to guess fake name.
Also
S-M-Y-T-H-E.
S-M-I-T-H.
Oh.
And a flyer. So thanks for
Jason Smith.
What happened to his time with
Spare generic. Fake fan.
Whatever.
What happened to his time with Crude?
Yeah, he was the Crude captain.
Yeah, he was a big player for them, wasn't he?
Then he went right to Philly, didn't
play
he?
Player, player.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, he was player.
Well, I don't know. Find a Philly fan and maybe you can.
There's
confirm
there's not one around here.
Yeah, he played for 8 years in Edmonton and then one in Philly.
Oh,
hey,
one.
Look, this is a tough day.
Then he went to Ottawa, right?
That's right.
I mean, these are not good times.
And
are they?
Yeah.
You all right, better. Dude? I mean, what's...
Is it the girlfriend thing?
Aren't you an Eagles fan yesterday over the Phillies?
Do you have gout?
Yeah. I would have liked to Brad Lidge to be paying attention to the game he's playing in. That would have been nice.
Well, and stop making out while he's pitching.
Right. It's your fault.
It's just
and
stupid.
Then the great Bill Mozienko is 88 today if he's still
it's
alive.
Just dumb.
He wasn't the only one.
he wasn't the only one trying to use the split finger, if you know what I mean.
Who once scored an unlikely hat trick in just 21 seconds, Dan.
Really? Like, to start a game, or just during the game?
So a hat trick in 20 seconds isn't enough? You need it to start the game?
I'm asking, that's all.
William Mosey Moseyenko died in 1994.
Man, you should have seen this girl at Bone Daddy's the other day.
She came on the Dunham and Miller Show. Junior is back from New York City. We'll hear about the marathon experience and the biggest show coming to town at 8:50. So wake up early.